So there's this guy named Sun Ng. He's from Hong Kong. Came to the Chicago area to visit his daughter and granddaughter last year in the fall. And contracted COVID-19. He's still in the United States. He's been on a ventilator. He's been very ill. And the family said, well, nothing else seems to be working. Let's go ahead and give him that ivermectin. And the hospital said, well, we don't do that. Edwards Hospital in Naperville does not administer ivermectin to its patients, and evidently the doctors there don't either. But that's where he was. So the family went to court. They got an attorney. They got a judge to say that if you can find somebody that will give him ivermectin, the hospital, you have to allow that drug to be administered. That's my understanding of the case. Kirsten Erickson is the attorney that is on that case. She joins us now on WGN. Hi, Kirsten. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So do you represent Mr. Ng?
We represent Man Quan Ng.
That's
his
right.
His daughter.
His daughter, yeah.
Yes.
Because she has the, does she have power of attorney in this case?
Correct. Yeah, she has healthcare proxy in this case.
So she's the local, and then he came from Hong Kong to visit, huh?
Correct. Yeah. Yep. How? It sounds like you were saying that he's been here a year. I believe he's only been here about a month.
Oh yeah, you know what? I did send him to last October. It's just been a month or so,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, how ill was he? What was his prognosis? What were they saying about him?
I don't know specifics about the prognosis, but it happened pretty fast. He was diagnosed October 14, 2021, and then admitted to Edward Hospital, and then by the 19th, he was on a ventilator. So he was going downhill pretty fast. His daughter was researching, and she had followed the hospital protocol of giving remdesivir and all the other treatment, and that wasn't working. And so at that point, she was researching, and she found the attorneys who she reached out to, Ralph Larigo and Beth Parlato in New York, who have quickly developed a specialty in this area throughout the year.
A legal specialty, yeah.
Correct, yeah. And then they reached out to us to be local counsel here in Illinois on the case.
I see. How old is Sun Ng?
Sun Ng's 71.
So did he have underlying conditions?
I do not know his full medical history, actually, so I can't say.
So they were giving him remdesivir, though, and that wasn't doing any good, huh?
No, it didn't help him. He continued to need to be on the ventilator, and I don't have the full status of his medical up and down. When he came to us, or the family came to us, it was October 26th, 27th. So this type of case moves very quickly because he's on his deathbed, technically.
Yeah, I guess so. You've got to get a decision made now. He's been hospitalized for 22 days, so then they quickly go to a judge and say, we want ivermectin. And I guess Edward Hospital says, no, that's not what we're going to do, huh?
Correct, yeah. They didn't want to do it. So at that point, as Man Quan had the power of attorney, she was able to step in and on his behalf file a lawsuit and ask a judge to order this.
So then what exactly happens? It's a doctor on staff doesn't do it, though, right?
Well, I stand corrected. I was thinking that was the case, but in 99% of the cases across the country, because Beth Parlato and Ralph Larigo, really, this is their specialty, most of the hospitals are ordered to give the medication, and the only two exceptions have been at Edward Elmhurst, where an outside doctor has been ordered to go in because the hospital wouldn't administer it themselves.
So then a guy who's not practicing there does come in and intravenously or however, he administers the drug, huh?
Right. In this case, Dr. Bain has gone in. He crushes up the medication and administers it through the feeding tube, I believe.
So then when did he get his first dose of ivermectin?
He received his first dose on this course just this past Monday.
Okay. Well, today's the 11th. You mean 3 days ago? Today's Thursday. 3 days ago?
Yes.
And my understanding is that he also got additional doses, including one yesterday. Is that correct?
He had one this Monday, Tuesday, and then yesterday, Wednesday.
Okay, so yeah, all 3 days in a row. And how's he doing? What's the latest?
Wow, it's been incredible. Just after his first dose, he was starting to be more alert, and he had passed a breathing test that he hadn't been able to do. It was about an hour test. And then I just heard an update this morning that last night he was off the ventilator for 2 hours, and they're weaning him off.
Must be kind of an awkward moment when the doctors are going, nope, 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 not going to do it. Then this other guy comes in and says, well, I'll do it. And next day, the guy's off the machine for a couple of hours. I mean, that it's awkward is utterly beside the point. But I mean, really, that you wonder if the rest of the staff is standing there going, dude, we're not going to do it because this is not efficacious. And then this other guy comes in and it appears to be efficacious.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was speaking with Beth this morning because she's got that, you know, all the intel on this. And she said that across the country, many hospitals are now administering ivermectin because they know they will get sued and they've seen the effectiveness, I suppose, in other cases. So that's just kind of an overall picture of where things are moving nationwide. And
you know what I'm thinking, though, Kirsten, is that maybe, and this will sound cynical, but maybe he was getting better because people do sometimes get better. Or, you know, maybe he was getting better because, I don't know why he was getting better. Maybe the drug helped. But, you know, it's not sanctioned by the CDC, who I do believe in because they're doctors and I'm not. And if they say that the clinical trials show no evidence that this is effective, then why wouldn't I believe that? It's hard to reckon that with this, though, I must say. And, you know, I don't see the harm in trying it. That is, if they're willing to assume the liability, suppose ivermectin kills him, as long as you agree not to sue the hospital and the family wanted that done, you know, I think the family should be the party that makes that decision.
Right. Yeah, right. So they tried the protocol and of the hospital, and that didn't work. And at this point, they want to try something else because, right, what would be the harm? The side effects are minimal, as can be seen on, like, the NIH website. But, you know, we also are Christians at this firm, and also Mong Kwan is, and we've been praying. So I think there's an additional support coming through, not to lessen the effectiveness of ivermectin, but...
Well, I'm sorry. You
know...
Really? I mean, you said we're Christian. What does your faith or your firm's faith have to do with any of this? I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Oh, well, we've been praying for Sun Ying to improve, to get better. Our client, Mong Kwan, has also been, you know, praying. So, you know, we believe that also has a part in this healing. But, you know, you can't parse out what is what, right? It's pretty clear that he's been given this ivermectin, and it's been changing him. He's getting better. He's getting off the ventilator. Mm-hmm. And so if it were, and we're not saying it's a cure-all, and I'm not a doctor, right? We stand in the place where we get to support these families, and if this is something they want, they've done the research, it's their decision. We're happy to represent them in these cases.
Yeah, I get that, and I think I'd probably side with you on that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you have a position on the efficacy or the wisdom of ivermectin, and maybe that shouldn't even be your point. You've been hired as an advocate for somebody to exercise what should be their legal right to get medical care as they wish. I think a hospital should also be allowed to say, it's against our principles. We're not in the business of giving what the internet says. We're in the business of doing what we believe is in the best interest of the patient.
That's why we have courts, right? Judges that sit and they can evaluate the evidence. There was an evidentiary hearing in this case, and both sides presented experts. The judge heard that, and the judge made the right decision in this case, we believe.
That's an interesting point. I wonder if what do we take away from that judge's decision? That ivermectin is a good choice, it's effective, it should be used, or that you should have the right to take, you know, lemonade for it if you want, right? I mean, it should be the family's decision. I don't know that the judge was saying that ivermectin is a good choice, but rather you have the right to choose anything you want.
Exactly, yeah. There's a law in Illinois, the right to choose, basically, to treat, right to try, I think it's called. And he said that, you know, this is an extraordinary case, because this is an extraordinary measure.
Yeah.
But his life is on the line, right? And so that's, so different judges have taken different positions on that.
Sun Ng is doing well at Edwards Hospital, and yep. Or better. Let's not get too high of ourselves, but I'm glad to hear that news. Kirsten Erickson, an attorney at Mock Baker. Nice to talk to you, Kirsten. Thanks for
joining
us
today.
Thank you very
much.